Yasser Arafat may soon be free to travel. Israel has agreed to a Bush administration compromise which would release the Palestinian leader after 4 weeks of confinement in his Ramallah headquarters. NPR News analyst Daniel Shore says Arafat's liberation could release other forces in Palestinian society as well.
The 4 weeks of the siege of Yasser Arafat brought a kind of stop action within the Palestinian movement, obliging the Intifada to rally around its titular leader. That period may be coming to an end, and the younger critics of the aging leadership may soon be asserting demands for reform of the Palestinian Authority and a new approach towards fashioning their homeland's future. On the one hand, we may be hearing from the scarce moderates like Sari Nusseibeh, the chief Palestinian representative in Jerusalem, about whom David Remnick writes this week in the New Yorker magazine. Nusseibeh has publicly taken the position that suicide bombings are immoral, that Arafat should not have rejected President Clinton's compromise proposal, and that the Palestinians must give up their demand for the right of return to historical Palestine. But we will also be hearing from the young guard that wants to replace an old guard it sees as corrupt. Khalil Shikaki, the head of the Palestinian Research Center in Ramallah, talked about the young guard at a Council on Foreign Relations luncheon today. He painted a chilling picture of warlords, militias, and radical coalitions emerging among the disillusioned veterans of the Intifada. In a struggle for succession to Arafat, increasingly regarded as paralytic, Professor Shikaki saw the possibility of a civil war. The young guard, he said, today perceives victory not in terms of concessions won, but in pain inflicted on Israel. Secular nationalists are losing ground to the more militant Islamists. It looks as though the freeze frame that focused attention on Arafat as beleaguered hero is coming to an end, and the inner tensions among the Palestinians are coming to the surface, with what consequences are yet to be learned. This is Daniel Shore.